A major transformation in the way energy is made, delivered, and used in the U.S. is underway. And in Maine, an experiment in what's called non-wires alternative could disrupt electric utilities' traditional business models by averting the need to build expensive new transmission infrastructure. Fred Bever has our story.
In winter, the Boothe Bay region is practically a ghost town. But in warm weather, the region booms with tens of thousands of summer residents and vacationers. A first stop for many is T&D Variety, where you can gas up, enjoy a hot breakfast, and on a hot day, cool off inside. But instead of a traditional energy-hogging air conditioning unit, co-owner Deb Frankel says you can thank the ice machines, or ice bears, as they're called.
You have two units with tanks that build ice, and when the ice builds, it cools the water, and then you have cold air coming in.
It's a pretty simple technology. At night, when electricity demand is low, the shipping crate-sized ice bear compressors out back of the store make 2-ton blocks of ice. And then, in the day, fans blow air across the ice, which flows into the store, averting or at least reducing the need to blast the air conditioners.
And I think there's a lot of success locally with the ice. I think a lot of people are pleased with it, and I love the concept.
There are 31 of these ice batteries cooling businesses around the Boothe Bay region, and they are just one element in a multi-technology effort to manage and reduce the peninsula's summertime surge of electricity demand. The community-wide initiative came in response to a proposal by Central Maine Power to cover the very few summertime days when demand peaks with a new $18 million transmission line. Instead of that, a Portland-based company called Grid Solar had a different idea.
It's far cheaper to provide power where you use it than to make power 100 miles away and build a 100-mile transmission line at millions of dollars a mile to deliver that power.
Steve Hinchman is a principal at Grid Solar. The company proposed to regulators something that transmission utilities, which monopolize the poles and wires in their territories, have rarely, if ever, seen a competitor. Grid Solar argued that instead of CMP's expensive new transmission line, it would marshal an array of local energy resources to shave down that peak electricity demand, and at a much lower cost to ratepayers. The regulators bought it, so the ice bears went in. Solar panels were installed on rooftops at the firehouse, YMCA, and other locations. Businesses swapped out their incandescent lights with energy-saving compact fluorescent bulbs, and a set of three powerful, truck-sized batteries was placed near a CMP substation. It's a pilot project, and lessons have been learned. One was that on really hot days, as on the day I visited Boothe Bay, Grid Solar needed to serve electricity demand more quickly than initially planned for. The company landed on this, a big diesel generator that sits out here on a dirt road. It's not renewable energy, but it can fire up with the flick of a computer switch in Portland, providing enough electricity for 100 homes and shaving just a bit from the region's peak load when it counts the most.
Enough generation to power 100 homes might not seem a lot when you consider the overall demands of the United States grid, but this is the largest grid-scale non-transmission alternative project in New England and one of the pioneers actually in the country. It's being seen as an example for larger projects, not only here in Maine, but also elsewhere in New England.
It's an entirely different way of looking at introducing competition into the market.
William Pentland is an energy consultant who specializes in distributed generation, meaning comparatively small-scale energy projects such as local solar plants or windmills. Pentland notes that utilities like Central Maine Power have a big incentive to build new transmission lines. When regulators say a project is needed for grid reliability, the utilities can earn a federally mandated profit of 11% and charge it all to ratepayers. Projects like Grid Solar's, Pentland says, can provide a new, disruptive option
that has serious financial implications for how a utility operates. That's the key. There's no question that their investment agenda will be affected.
It's disruptive, but to the extent that we see it as a threat, that's not productive.
John Carroll is CMP's spokesman. He cautions that there are a lot of variables to manage in non-transmission alternatives such as Grid Solar's, which will become more complicated as they reach larger scales. That could happen soon in Maine, with state regulators now considering Grid Solar proposals for the Midcoast region and the Portland Peninsula.
we really do have to, as a company, embrace these changes. You know, what we need to do is say we still have the same obligations to our customers to make sure the system is reliable. We still have, you know, we have a shared interest with our customers, you know, in meeting their needs for lower cost service.
As it turned out, the Booth Bay region hasn't come close to the peak loads that CMP first predicted when it proposed building that new transmission line, which some say would have cost ratepayers more than $50 million over the lifetime of the project. So the grid solar project wasn't needed either, and the pilot will end after this summer. But simply because it was on the regulator's table, because its backers proposed a different path, that new transmission wasn't built. The state's consumer watchdog says that alone has saved consumers more money than any other recent effort to reduce transmission costs in Maine. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.